Good day. This morning we're going to continue in John chapter 15, and we've seen that Jesus is the one who lifts us up. We've seen that Jesus is the one who cleanses us by the washing of the water of the word. And I'm going to read from verses 4 and 5 in John 15 now. It says, "Remain in me," or "abide in me," or "rest in me, and I in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, but must remain in the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I'm the vine, and you are the branches. The one who remains in me and I in him bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing." So he's saying here that bearing fruit is a product of who I'm abiding in. Bearing fruit, that which is expressed outwardly, is dependent on who I am rooted in. In Ephesians chapter 3, verses 16 to 19, it says that he would grant you, talking about you and I as believers, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his spirit in the inner self, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to all the fullness of God. Here he's saying in this portion of scripture that we need to be rooted and grounded in the love that God has for us. And when I'm rooted and grounded in the love that God has for us, I will begin to experience the length, breadth, height, and depth of Christ's love for us. And he says, because of that, I am strengthened. The word rooted here in the Greek means somebody who is strengthened because of the roots, somebody who is rendered firm, somebody who is fixed or established, causing somebody to be thoroughly grounded. Friends, you and I, for us to bear much fruit, means that I need to be rooted and grounded in the love of God. When I'm rooted and grounded in the love that God has for me, then fruit is just a natural byproduct because of the one I'm rooted in. And that's what he's saying here. When I abide in Jesus, when I'm resting in God's love for me, when I'm abiding in this place and secure and fixed and established in God's love toward me, bearing fruit will just be a natural product because I'm rooted and grounded in the love that he has for me. He's saying being rooted and grounded is the place where I'm strengthened and thoroughly grounded. I can't be transitioned. I can't vacillate between opinions or places because I know where I'm rooted. I want to encourage you, get rooted and grounded in the love that God has for you, so that you also might be able to discover and experience the length, breadth, height, and depth of God's love for you. He loves you with a selfless love, a love that is self-sacrificial, a love that considers you precious and valuable. And as my heart gets established and rooted in the love that he has for me, bearing fruit is just something that comes supernaturally because I'm rooted and grounded in healthy soil, the place of God's love. I'm secure in God's love for me. Friends, always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved of God.